Welcome to Zikhu Daf Sin, my member Ram Goldar, and today Masechus Makos, Daf Hey, the first Perek, Ketzad Eidim. The Zikhu Masechus program has been generously sponsored by Milestone Education as a schus for Hachzakas HaTorah. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, the Mishnah states, Eina Eidim Nasim Zomim Ad Sheyazimu Atzatzman. Witnesses are not made Zomim unless other Eidim discredit the Eidim themselves. The Mishnah illustrates that if Eidim testify that Ploni killed someone, and others testify that Ploni or a supposed victim was with them that day elsewhere, the first Eidim are not Zomim. Rather, the testimonies are contradictory. However, if the second pair says, Hey, Chetem Mi'idin, how can you testify about the murder? Shratem Hayis Mi'manu Osa Yom B'makom. Since you were with us that day in this place, then the first Eidim are Zomim and killed. Ravadat sources the law in the Pasuk, V'hine Eid Sheker Anat. Behold, the witness is a false witness. He has testified falsely, teaching Achit Tishaker Gufushal Eidus until the Eidim themselves are falsified. A Brisa darshans this from another Pasuk. Rava says the Eidim are killed even if the second pair testifies the murder did occur even earlier, as long as the murderer was not convicted and based in before the false testimony. Point number two, the next Mishnah states, Ein Eidim Zomim Neharagin Ad Sheyigamar Adin. Eidim Zomim are not killed for false testimony unless the verdict was reached condemning their victim to death. The Tzedukim say, Ad Sheyihareg. The Eidim are not killed unless their victim was actually executed by Beis Din, because the Pasuk says, Nefesh B'Nefesh, a life for a life. But the sages told them that the Pasuk says, You shall do to him as he planned to do Achiv, against his brother, Mahare Achiv Kayam, indicating his brother is still alive. Rather, Nefesh B'Nefesh teaches that Zomim are not killed for merely testifying, but for successfully causing a guilty verdict. In a braisa, Beribi's father asked him, Is it not a kal vachomer that Eidim should also be executed for causing the victim's death? He responded, L'matatanu Rabbeinu Shein Onshim Minadin. You've taught us, our teacher, that we do not punish based on the logic of a kal vachomer. This is derived from the Torah writing the Kara's penalty for relations with a full sister after having written it for a half-sister. The Gemara similarly derives She'ein Mazirin Min Adin, that we cannot establish a prohibition based on the logic of a Kal V'Chomer. And point number three, the next Mishnah quotes the Pasuk which says, Someone is executed, Al Pi Shnayim Eidim or Shlosh Eidim, by the word of two Eidim or three Eidim. The superfluous mention of three Eidim is L'Haki Shlosh Shnayim, to compare three Eidim and two, teaching several laws. Number one, just as three Eidim can discredit two through Hazama, Afishnaim Yazamu Asa Shlosha, so two can discredit three through Hazama, despite being fewer witnesses, or even 100. Number two, Rabbi Shimon says that just as two Eidim are not executed unless they are both proven Zomim, Af Shlosha Eina Neharagin Ad Shiyu Shloshtem Zomim, so too three Eidim are not executed unless all three are proven Zomim. Number three, Rabbi Kiva says the Hekesh teaches a Chumrah to punish the third unnecessary aid along with the others. If a Kodesh Baruch Hu punishes someone who merely joined with transgressors, like the transgressors themselves, Alachas Kamav Kami Yisham Schar Nitba Ose Mitzvah Ose Mitzvah. How much more so will he reward those who join with performers of a mitzvah, like the performers of the mitzvah themselves? And number four, just as with two Eidim, Nimsa Echum Mehem Karov Apostle, if one of them was found to be a relative or a disqualified aid, the testimony is invalid. The same applies to multiple Eidim. So once again, the three points are, number one, the Mishnah states, Eina Eidim Nasim Zomim Ad Sheyazimu Atzatzman. Eidim are not made Zomim unless other Eidim discredit the Eidim themselves. The Mishnah illustrates that if Eidim testify that Ploni killed someone, and others testify that Ploni or a supposed victim was with them that day elsewhere, the first Eidim are not Zomim. Rather, the testimonies are contradictory. However, if the second pair says, Hey, Chetem Mi'idin, how can you testify about the murder? Shratem Hayis Mi'manu Osa Yom B'makom Ploni. Since you were with us that day in this place, then the first Eidim are Zomim and killed. Ravadat sources the law in the Pasuk, V'hine Eid Sheker Anat. Behold, the witness is a false witness. He has testified falsely, teaching Achit Tishaker Gufushal Eidus until the Eidim themselves are falsified. A Brisa darshans this from another Pasuk. Rava says the Eidim are killed even if the second pair testifies the murder did occur even earlier, as long as the murderer was not convicted and based in before the false testimony. Point number two, the next Mishnah states, Ein Eidim Zomim Neharagin Ad Sheyigamar Adin. Eidim Zomim are not killed for false testimony unless the verdict was reached condemning their victim to death. The Tzedukim say, Ad Sheyihareg. The Eidim are not killed unless their victim was actually executed by Beis Din, because the Pasuk says, Nefesh B'Nefesh, a life for a life. But the sages told them that the Pasuk says, You shall do to him as he planned to do Achiv, against his brother, Mahare Achiv Kayam, indicating his brother is still alive. Rather, Nefesh B'Nefesh teaches that Zomim are not killed for merely testifying, but for successfully causing a guilty verdict. In a brisa, Rebbe's father asked him, is it not a kal vachomer that Adam should also be executed for causing the victim's death? He responded, "Gemaratana Rabbeinu Shein Onshim Min Adin. You've taught us, our teacher, that we do not punish based on the logic of a kal vachomer. This is derived from the Torah writing the Kara's penalty for relations with a full sister after having written it for a half-sister. The Gemara similarly derives She'ein Mazirin Min Adin, that we cannot establish a prohibition based on the logic of a kal vachomer. And point number three, the next Mishnah quotes the pasuk which says, someone is executed al pi shnayim edim or shlosh edim, by the word of two edim or three edim. The superfluous mention of three edim is lahaki shlosh shnayim, to compare three edim and two, teaching several laws. Number one, just as three edim can discredit two through hazama, al pi shnayim yazamu as a shlosha, so two can discredit three through hazama, despite being fewer witnesses, or even 100. Number two, Rabbi Shimon says that just as two Eidim are not executed unless they are both proven Zomim, Av Shlosha Eina Neharagin Ad Shiv Shloshtim Zomim, so too three Eidim are not executed unless all three are proven Zomim. Number three, Rabbi Kiva says the Hekesh teaches a Chumrah to punish the third unnecessary aid along with the others. If a Kodesh Baruch Hu punishes someone who merely joined with transgressors, like the transgressors themselves, Alachas Kam Vakam Yisham Schar Lenitba Osim Mitzvah Kolisim Mitzvah, how much more so will he reward those who join with performers of a mitzvah, like the performers of the mitzvah themselves? And number four, just as with two Eidim, Nimsa Echum Mehem Karov Apostle, if one of them was found to be a relative or a disqualified aid, the testimony is invalid. The same applies to multiple Eidim. All right, so now we get our siman daf hey, and our standard siman is hay or a haystack. So here goes. The three Eidim were shocked when two other Eidim jumped out from behind a pile of haystacks and yelled, Imanu hayisem, at just the right moment after the Gemar Din, but before Misa, especially the third Eid, who would now be punished along with the other two. Once again, slow motion. The three Eidim were shocked when two other Eidim jumped out from behind a pile of haystacks. Haystacks? That must be more in daf hey. The three Eidim were shocked when two other Eidim jumped out from behind a pile of haystacks and yelled, Imanu hayisem, which reminds us, the Mishnah states, Eina Eidim nasim zomim ad sheyazimu atzatzman. Eidim are not made zomim unless other Eidim discredit the Eidim themselves. The Mishnah illustrates that if Eidim testify the pony killed someone, and others testify the pony or a supposed victim was with them that day elsewhere, the first Eidim are not zomim, rather, the testimonies are contradictory. However, if the second parrot says, Hechetem mi'idin, how can you testify about the murder? Shorayatem hayisim imanu osa yom b'makom poni, since you were with us that day in this place, then the first Eidim are zomim and killed. So the three Eidim were shocked when two other Eidim jumped out from behind a pile of haystacks and yelled, Imanu hayisem, at just the right moment after the Gemar Din. But before Misa, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, Eina Eidim zomim neharagin ad sheyigamar hadin. Eidim zomim are not killed for false testimony unless the verdict was reached condemning their victim to death. The Tzedukim say, ad sheyareg, the Eidim are not killed unless their victim is actually executed by basin, because the Pasuk says, nefesh benefesh, a life for a life. But the sages told them that the Pasuk says, you shall do to him as he planned to do achiv, against his brother, Bari Achiv Kayim, indicating his brother is still alive. Rather, nefesh benefesh teaches that zomim are not killed for merely testifying, but for successfully causing a guilty verdict. So the three Eidim were shocked when two other Eidim jumped out from behind a pile of haystacks and yelled, Imanu hayisem, at just the right moment after the Gemar Din, but before Misa, especially the third Eid, who would now be punished along with the other two. Which reminds us, the next Mishnah quotes the pasuk which says, someone is executed al pi shnayim edim or shlosh edim, by the word of two edim or three edim. The superfluous mention of three edim is lahaki shlosh shnayim, to compare three edim and two, teaching several laws. The third one being, Rabbi Kiva says, the Hekesh teaches a chumrah to punish the third unnecessary aid along with the others. If a Kodesh Baruch Hu punishes someone who merely joined with transgressors, like the transgressors themselves, achas kam v'kam yisham schar l'nitba osim mitzvah kosim mitzvah, how much more so will he reward those who join with performers of a mitzvah, like the performers of the mitzvah themselves. So once again, the three Eidim were shocked when two other Eidim jumped out from behind a pile of haystacks and yelled, Imanu hayisem, at just the right moment after the Gemar Din, but before Misa, especially the third Eid, who would now be punished along with the other two. All right, so now it's time for four blah bach chazar. Daf Kuf Yud Gimel. So the simmer Daf Kuf Yud Gimel is a geek. So here goes. The weather geek, that must be more on Daf Kuf Yud Gimel. Geek backwards. The weather geek who won the Key to Rain Award for detecting that a long drought was caused by the key being given to a Navi, which reminds us, Gemara relates how Yeshua's call for building Yericho was fulfilled and how it eventually led to Eliyahu withholding rain by obtaining its key. So the weather geek who won the Key Terrain Award for detecting that a long drought was caused by the key being given to a Navi was confused when his neighbor's dead son was resurrected and burst into a storm tracking room to announce that it was pouring outside, which reminds us that Eliyahu returned the key for rain to perform Tchiyas HaMeisim. He was told, Shalosh Maftechos Lo Nimsur Lo Shaliach, three keys were not given over to an agent, Shal Chayev, Shal Gesham, Shal Tchiyas HaMeisim, the key of birth, of rain, and of resurrection. Should they say two keys are in the disciple's hand and one in the master's hand? Give back the key of rain and then take the key of Tchiyas HaMeisim. Hashem then told Eliyahu to inform Achav that he would bring rain, ending the drought. So the weather geek who won the Key to Rain Award for detecting that a long drought was caused by the key being given to a Navi was confused when his neighbor's dead son was resurrected and burst into a storm tracking room to announce that it was pouring outside. Just as his monitor started to light up and show sunshine when a tzaddik baby was born in the hospital room next door, which reminds us that just after the Gemara tells what happens when a Rasha comes into the world and what happens when he leaves the world, it concludes, when a tzaddik comes to the world, Tova Ba'al Olam, goodness comes to the world. As the Pasuk says about Noach's birth, Zeh Yenachameinu Ma'aseinu U'Mitzvon Yadeinu, this one will relieve us from our work and from the toil of our hands. Daf Beis, so the Simur Daf Beis is a bais, a house. So here goes. The house, that must be on Daf Beis, bias, house. The house where the Kohen who was falsely accused of being a Ben Gerusha by Eim Zomim lived, which reminds us that Eim Zomim received malchus if they testify that someone was a Ben Gerusha. Eim Zomim cannot be made chalom because the Pasuk says, Vasisimo kasher zamam, and you shall do to him as he planned, implying lo below zaro to him, but not to his offspring. And the chalal's children are also chalalim. Disqualifying him alone and not his children would not match his attempt at plot. Ein Zomir are not punished with galus because the Pasuk says disqualifying him alone and not his children would not match his attempt at plot. So the house where the Kohen was falsely accused of being a Ben Gerusha by Ein Zomim lived was on Hitztiku at Tzadik Way, which reminds us the source that Ein Zomim received Malkus when Kasher Zamam is impossible is from the Pasuk v'Hitztiku at Tzadik v'Hirshu is a Rasha v'Haya im bin Hakos HaRasha, and they exonerate the innocent one and convict the guilty one, then it will be that the guilty one is liable to lashes. So the house where the Kohen who was falsely accused of being a Ben Gerusha by Eim Zomim lived was on Hitztiku at Tzadik Way, where Eim Zomim, who do not pay kofar nor are sold as an Eved Ivri, are lashed. Which reminds us, the Braisa brings other exceptions to Kasher Zamam. The Eidim do not pay kofar and are not sold as an Eved Ivri. Daf Gimel, so the Simur Daf Gimel is a Gemal, a camel. So here goes. After the Eim Zomim rode into town on a camel? That must be on Daf Gimel, Gemal. After the Ein Zomim rode into town on a camel, who falsely testified that a man divorced his wife and paid him the assessed value of the ksuba, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses assessing the Ein Zomim's payment of a ksuba. Rav Chisda says this man is appraised by the husband's right in the ksuba, meaning the purchase value of his rights, which is what the Eidim sought to make him lose. His rights are more valuable because he's entitled to a property's produce, because the properties are already in his possession and easier to collect. Rav Nassim Bar Oshai says, Be'isha, we assess by the woman's right in the ksuba, and they pay the entire value of the ksuba minus this amount. Rav Papa agrees we assess her rights, but says, we only assess the ksuba's value and not nixim elug, since they're not recorded in the ksuba, and the Ein can claim they didn't know about them. So, after the Ein Zomim rode into town on a camel, who falsely testified that a man divorced his wife and paid him the assessed value of the ksuba, the man lent the money to a friend for a 10-year loan to buy a new camel, knowing that Shemitah would not cancel the loan, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses whether Shemitah cancels a 10-year loan. So after the Ein Zomim rode into town on a camel, who falsely testified that a man divorced his wife and paid him the assessed value of the ksuba, the man lent the money to a friend for a 10-year loan to buy a new camel, knowing that Shemitah would not cancel the loan. But just in case, he said, Al manah shelo tishmateini b'shvis, which reminds us, if one lends money, Al manah shelo tishmateini b'shvis, on condition that you do not cancel my debt in Shemitah, the Tanai is effective because the borrower waived his right to cancellation. But if he said, on condition that Shemitah does not cancel my debt, his debt is still canceled because Shemitah's laws are not in his control. Daf Dalet, so the Simur Daf Dalet is a Delet, a door. So here goes. When the door swung open, door, that must be on Daf Dalet, Delet, door. When the door swung open and knocked three lugin of wine-colored drawn water into the mikveh, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses if three lugin of maim shu'uvim with the color of wine disqualify a mikveh. So when the door swung open and knocked three lugin of wine-colored drawn water into the mikveh. They ate in Zomim who were hiding behind it so they shouldn't get lashed, in addition to having to pay, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states that if Edim testify someone owes 200 zuz, and they were found Zomim, Rav Meir says, Lokin umishalmi, they receive malchus for testifying falsely, and pay the money they accuse the victim of owing, Shelo Hashem ha-mevinu de malchus mevinu de tashumin, because the pasuk which obligates them in malchus is not the same as one obligating them in payment. The malchus is for violating losana, do not bear false testimony, and the payment is from kasher zamam. The Chachamim say kol mishalim ein oloka. Whoever pays does not receive malchus and cannot receive two punishments. This is derived from kedevish yaso. So when the door swung open and knocked three lugin of wine-colored drawn water into the mikveh, the Edim Zomim who were hiding behind it so they shouldn't get lashed, in addition to having to pay, were discovered by Motzi Shemra, who walked in after getting lashed, despite it being a love shembo mice, which reminds us, Rebuta holds love shembo mice a lokin love, such as in the case of Motzi Shemra. All right, so now it's time to conclude with a pop quiz of 10 questions. Number one, which stuff do you in the backstory of how Eliyahu Navi got the key for Geshamim? That's on Duff. Kuf Yud Gimel. Good number two, which stuff do we have a three-way machokas regarding how to try an Ir HaNidachas? That's on Duff. Kuf Yud Beis. Good number three, which stuff do you learn that other exceptions to Kasher Zamam is that the Ein Zomim do not pay kofra and they're not sold as an Eved Ivri? That's on Duff. Beis and Makos. Good number four, which stuff do you discuss what we learned from the Torah comparing two Eidim to three Eidim? That's on Duff. Hey, Makos. Good number five, which stuff do you discuss one who lends money on Manashua Tishmateni Bashvis? That's on Duff. Gimel and Makos. Good number six, which stuff do you learn four conditions that have to be met for our Ir HaNidachas? That's on Duff. Kuf Yud Aleph. Good number seven, which stuff do you learn Rav Meir holds Eim Zomim receive Malkas in addition to paying Kasher Zamam? That's on Duff. Dalet Amakos. Good number eight, which stuff do we learn that Edim Zomim are only killed if their victim was convicted but not executed? That's on Duff. Hey Amakos. Good number nine, which stuff do we discuss whether Shemitah cancels a 10-year loan? That's on Duff. Gimel Amakos. Good. And number 10, which stuff do we learn that Hazama requires testifying Imanu Hayisem? That's on Duff. Hey Amakos. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avram Goldar from Zichu, wishing you a great day and great learning.